What up, party people? So, thank you, first of all. Thank you for joining me on my personal pensive and listening with me. Truly, truly appreciate it. So, in this episode, we're going to be chatting about boredom and me noticing it and me thinking about like what I can do to solve it, because I'm not really where I need to be with my whole like getting rid of all my crap situation. So why the fuck am I bored? So recently I've been noticing that I've been really bored. For example, there's this one app game that I've been super, super into for the past couple months. I've been in this shit. I have potentially three farm accounts, and then I made an account on accident in a different realm because I used a different device. And I was like, what the fuck? Why am I in a different fucking realm? Anyway, that was annoying. So I've been cooking up different strategies of like how to build my empire and blah, blah, blah. Yesterday, I had a really long day at work, and I've been good about sending my hero off on ghost marches. So this app is, by the way, I'm not sponsored. This app is Final Fantasy XV Brave New Empire or some shit like that. Super grindy, you build up an empire, you can like battle other empires, and by battle I mean like you can send your army over there and squash them and possibly get resources that will help you build your shit and do research and blah blah blah, all this stuff. So you have a hero, so it's Noctis by default, or you can buy in and like buy another hero, which is Prompto at the moment. If you've have any kind of knowledge of Final Fantasy XV, there is Noctis, which is like the heir to the kingdom. There's Luna, who he's engaged to marry from a different kingdom, like arranged marriage kind of thing. And then there's like his crew, so it's like Gladiolus, Prompto, and Ignis, right? They're the ones that when you go to anime conventions, it looks like a boy band, but you're like, that's not K-pop. That looks J-pop, but it also doesn't look like a current group. Like, who the fuck are they? And then you have to think a little bit. It's like, oh, they're cosplaying Final Fantasy. Okay. Because, like, Noctis is my favorite, so I'm always like, oh, is there a fucking Noctis in this group? Because, you know, Prompto and Ignis are kind of popular too, but I'm just, like, all about Noctis. Anyway, I digress. So I've been like super into this game, and then I didn't send my hero off on like a ghost rally, so it's a way to protect them when, you know, you're at work and you can't be like fucking sucked into this game like I have been. And so on one of these ghost rallies, I accidentally captured somebody else's hero, and then some other guild, some dude from that guild, like squashed my shit and like captured my hero. And I'm pretty sure they're not gonna like give it back because I'm in a pretty powerful guild, and they've just been going back and forth like setting empires on fire and shit. But I was like, oh, okay, because this dude who squashed me, his power level is like 59 mil, and I'm not even like, I'm barely past 500,000. You know, I'm not a very strong empire. So, it's been kind of annoying that they're going after, like, this huge discrepancy in power, right? I'm like, nothing. He's 59 mil. I'm like, for real, dude? Like, what the fuck? Anyway, so I got a little turned off by that. I'm like, they're probably gonna banish my shit. Like, I don't even give a fuck anymore. Like, I don't even squash people that are lower than me, like, considerably lower than me, because that's not how I want to play games. I want to play people on a similar level, or slightly higher. Not like a huge, like 58.5 million power discrepancy. I think that's just fucking dumb. Anyway, so when I accidentally caught this hero, I was at work because I was on a rally. Then I went home and took a shower. I didn't put my hero back in a rally because it took an hour to get to this empire that they accidentally squashed, then an hour to get back home. So I was like, I was just trying to get out of work, trying to get a shower, trying to like relax, do a hair treatment, do all this self-care shit. And then my hero's captured, and people in the, what is it, the guild are like, why are we standing up to these motherfuckers? And I was like, well, they're not even playing, like, they're just trying to squash little kingdoms. Like, me and two other people, we are very similar levels. We're definitely not like in the million power range, and this motherfucker over here taking our shit when he's 59 mil. I'm like, yeah, I'm a little salty. Like, that's not how I fucking play. And I feel like the way people play games, not always, but to an extent, is kind of a reflection of how they are in real life. You know, I'm just in this game very casually. I really like it. I like this game. Obviously, I wouldn't be like so drawn into it this past 2 months. But at the same time, I'm just like, you know what I mean? I'm not out there to just like mow down everybody. So, I don't know. Whatever. So yeah, I got pretty turned off, so I haven't been back in it. I'm like, go ahead and take all my resources. Like, I don't even give a fuck anymore right now. Maybe I'll get back into the game in like 3 days. Like, you have my hero, so like, why should I care right now? You have my hero. That's like the main thing that people are trying to protect. Like the queen in chess, like, you already got my queen. I don't give a fuck right now. So, my empire is just kind of like out there to be attacked. I got a lot of research, so it's like well defended for the most part for a lower powered kingdom, but at the same time, most of my defenses are wiped. He wiped out a lot of my army. Like, I don't give a fuck. So, I'll come back in a couple days, maybe. And also, like, I turned on the TV today when I got back, and there was news on. Then I changed it on to this show that J-Lo was on, but the episode I saw made it seem like maybe the series is gonna end because she's in jail now. I don't know. And Ray Liotta's in it. I was like, oh, okay. I don't really know how this series is gonna go on from here, but it was a really good episode, but fuck. But I was like, oh, why am I watching this in the news? Like, turn this off. Like, it's not like I was being intentional. I was just doing shit my parents do. They just turn on the TV to have, like, the noise in the background. They don't even pay attention at the time. Like, I'll ask them about what they're watching. They're like, I don't know what I'm watching. I'm like, well, what's the fucking point of you watching this shit if you're not actually watching it? So I turned off the TV, started reading the Zero Waste book I downloaded from Bea. I think her last name is Johnson. There's an audiobook version and, like, an iBook version. So I've been having issues with buying books on Amazon, so I've just been buying my shit on iBook or whatever through the Apple Store, because it's easier. Like, I can download the sample and buy from the sample, or I just can fucking buy the thing without, you know, having to deal with that extra step. Amazon, I don't know, it's like I can get the Kindle sample, but I can't buy the book. I'm like, well, what the fuck is this? Like, I'm not gonna get on a laptop just to buy this book. Like, you obviously know everyone does everything from their phone. What the fuck? It's not like my app needs to be updated. Like, what the shit is this shit? Anyway. So I started reading the book. So I got maybe another 5 pages in. And I was thinking, like, I really should have bought the audiobook. Then I did a sample of the audiobook and I was like, I guess I'm glad I didn't buy the audiobook. Because the voice was nice, but I'm sure at some point it would have annoyed the fuck out of me. But I was already thinking, like, you know, what can we do here? We already compost. We recycle, but maybe we should recycle less and focus more on reusability. My parents still buy plastic bottled water. I don't really think that's going to change, even though we have a Brita filter. And, you know, just my mind has been thinking about what is the next possibility? What are the next opportunities for us to be practicing mindful zero waste habits? You know, because I'm still buying stuff too. I'm trying to curb it, but I was a fucking big time consumer before. I've come a long way in these past couple months as far as what I've been choosing to buy, and being way more mindful of bringing my bags to the grocery. Because I would, but then I would still, like, let's say I would buy bok choy, because I buy bok choy quite often. Let's say I'd buy bok choy, right? Some places I cannot avoid it being already parceled up in a plastic bag. H Mart is like that. But then other places, like, I can, but I still put it in there because I'm trying to separate it from, like, other goods. Or maybe I bought meat and I definitely don't want that to touch the meat package in any way, shape, or form, because I'm paranoid like that. You know what I mean? I'm still having things that are packaged. So I'm still working on trying to be more mindful to not do a lot of extra baggage, extra plastic bags. There's snacks at Trader Joe's I really like, but they're still in plastic wrapping, and I'm like, I wonder if there's a way around that. Maybe I could just, like, make these bars, because they're predominantly granola. I'm sure I can figure some shit out if I put my mind to it and put some elbow grease into this shit. I still have some bath goods that are in plastic packaging. I have been more about the soaps and, like, solid products, because there's less packaging, right? But I still have a lot of packaged goods to go through before I completely transition out of that for the bathroom. Like, the bathroom has been, like, the easiest thing to transition out of, as far as, like, getting rid of stuff and, like, going more minimal, zero waste with packaging. Everything else still kind of struggle bussing with. But again, like, I've been bored and my mind has been wandering, and it makes me worry, just because, like, you know, my dad, his mind wanders, and I'm kind of a split between my parents' personalities. But as far as mind wandering and focus goes, I'm more like my dad. And with me, it's just like, it's not that I'm trying to not concentrate, which I feel like my dad is doing. Like, at first he was just lazy and didn't want to focus, and now it's like he can't focus even if he wanted to, which, by the way, he doesn't want to. So, you know, when I get bored and daydream, and, like, especially if it's, you know, driving is a very hardcore muscle memory thing, and sometimes, like, I'm not completely focused, and that makes me worry. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to, especially if it's been a long day and I'm tired already, or, you know, at the same time, I'm very not good at day driving, just because it's like too much vitamin D soaking in, and I think that's what makes me tired. Like, the sun makes me tired, so it has to be something with the vitamin D, right? Like, if I'm out in direct sunlight, like, I feel really tired. But, like, focus and being bored, like, I've been wanting to just text people to text people, but not have anything purposeful to say. You know, I want to call and be like, hey, what are you doing? But I'm not that type of person. Like, I like to be by myself. And I don't like bothering other people just because, I'm hungry. I usually eat by myself anyway. But every once in a while, I'm like, you know what? I don't want to eat by myself today. I want to eat with people. Let's see who's not busy. I really hate that feeling. Like, it's like, it's like I'm becoming basic or some shit. You know what I mean? Like, I can eat by myself. I'm a big girl. I'm good. You know, so those moments where I'm like, I'm lonely. I feel like really bad about myself. But yeah, like, someone texted me earlier and he was like, hey, what are you doing? I was like, I just got out. And he was like, how's work? And I was like, it was good. And then but I didn't really feel like trying to hit him up to do anything because I'm pretty tired. Like, doing this right now, I'm pretty tired. I'm in bed, like, chilling, you know? Probably need to roll out my feet. Should be stretching because I haven't been stretching in, like, the past 2 years. And I think that's why my knees are fucked up. But, are slightly fucked up. Not, like, seriously fucked up. But they make noises that they shouldn't be making. It makes me really concerned that I get bored, so easily. And that I'm looking for pacifiers through my phone. But all the pacifiers I have on my phone, like my app games, like the Final Fantasy XV, Brave New Empire, whatever the fuck the title is, it's kind of long. And like Pokemon and Magikarp, because I have that dumbass Magikarp game and I fucking like it. I have an app for tracking expenses, but it's like gamify your life kind of thing. So I've been kind of stalking my expenses, making sure that I've been tracking them properly, just because this app, it graphs it. So you can visually see each category. But I wish it had like a charity category, because I've just been putting it under miscellaneous. Anyway, that's just like me. And I've been doing really good with my finances. I can't always control how much I make, especially working in service industry, but I can certainly control how much I spend, right? And that's like a really hard thing to come to grips with, right? Because most of us are pretty big consumers, whether or not we realize it. Like, first thing I like to do when I get a whole fuck ton of money, I want to go to the grocery store. I want to cook shit. I want to just like stock up on groceries. And that's just the way I am. That's my thing. First thing I want to do, I want to fucking raid a grocery store because I'm hungry. But I've been better about not doing that. I've been better about like meal prepping and making sure to eat all my leftovers in order. Something I really hate that my parents don't do is like eat leftovers not in order, and then there's all this shit that we forgot about, or that's just been hanging out for a while because we're more focused on this new shiny thing that's in the fridge. But I'm going off on a tangent. So I guess a few things I could do to reclaim my focus and maybe try to eliminate this odd sense of boredom, especially when I'm not done with getting rid of all my shit, is I could reset my phone. I mean, that's a possibility. But then I'd lose all these voice memos, which is how I'm doing my my Pensieve, my personal Pensieve, is I'm doing them through the voice recorder app. And then sharing it to Anchor, since you can't import from the voice recorder app. you can only import from like GarageBand, which I think is weird, but whatever. I don't design shit. So, yeah. So, since I cannot reset my phone because I feel like it would delete some good things, I'm probably going to have to do, like, an app cleanse. So, we're going to be deleting apps off the phone, much like how I deleted Facebook, Facebook Messenger, and Snapchat, because, all of those were being a little toxic for me. Maybe not toxic. Maybe toxic's a hard word. It's, like, a harsh word. They weren't doing anything exceptionally positive for me. Let's say that. That's a nice way of rephrasing. And I wasn't really gaining anything mentally from it that was exceedingly positive, you know? So I just needed to delete the source of, not misery, that's also harsh. I was just having some hard times with certain things, like guys trying to holler through Snapchat or Facebook Messenger. I need to get rid of where they could contact me, you know what I mean? To make things more sane for myself. So I guess we need to do an app cleanse so I can reclaim a little bit more of myself and get rid of this boredom, you know, and like easy band-aids. It's not even like those things are making me happy right now. Like Final Fantasy XV right now is just like, there's a lot of realm drama, and I'm just kind of over the gameplay at the moment. So I'm probably just going to delete the app to like just be done with it for now. I didn't make any like super strong ties with people. I feel like I resonated with some of the women in the fact that like some people were asking for nudes. Gross, right? Through an app game. Ugh, nothing is sacred. So I deleted all the people that they were talking about, or like blocked them, so I wouldn't have any way of them contacting me or my farm accounts. So, I mean, it's whatever. So we'll delete some apps. And I also need to do a photo. Like, I need to go through my photos and delete a bunch of stuff. Just in case I do want to reset the phone. Because I might end up resetting the phone anyway. Let's be real. But yeah. So I guess if anyone out there is facing some boredom issues, maybe look at your phone. Like, what in your phone do you try to go towards when you're bored? Or if you are bored looking at your phone, what do you think you can do to improve your life? Like, what can you delete, or what can you adjust, or what can you hide in a folder and put it on like 7 pages away from the home page? You know, I have a couple of folders like that. You know, like, clean up your phone, maybe. That might be an option, or, you know, clean up your room a little bit more, which I need to fucking do. But whatever it is, if you're facing issues with boredom and less focus, let's try to do our best to regain our focus, our composure, get rid of that boredom, and, you know, reclaim ourselves, right? Because part of that is like I'm losing myself in a game, or I'm losing my concentration in something else I shouldn't be concentrating in. Like, let's get back to things that we want to focus on and can focus on. Baby steps, right? So I hope this was helpful or therapeutic or made you feel way better about what's going on in your life. And I'll chat with you guys later. Thanks and good night.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.